What you know about PE Fitness? A more in-depth look on Dylan Jamelli's business. The number one channel for performance enhancement.
They need more education for muscle advance. Can't learn it from a book or a pamphlet.
Tune in for the answers because your body's too precious to take any chances.
Welcome, everyone. Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to give you a rundown of my favorite fitness influencers online. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment, anything that you can do to interact with the channel. It's going to help the channel to grow. You're going to feed the algorithm. You're going to get me out there a plenty more, and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. So thank you again very much. All right. So as many of you know, I've started podcasting now quite a good amount, and it's honestly, it's been the biggest breath of fresh air, the biggest reset for me, and it's been one of the most gratifying experiences that I've ever had doing anything online whatsoever. And I've talked about this in some of my podcasts, but since this is a shorter video and some of you haven't watched the entire podcast, I spent many years being very lectury, very territorial with everything, said some things about people I really regret saying that were shots that were unnecessary. And I didn't do it in videos, but I did it off script. And it was never jealousy, but it was territorial. Like, I felt like I had been doing videos for so long before a lot of people. I never gave people the credit they deserved. And basically, I would chalk it up to being a total prick. And I can thoroughly sit here and admit that and say it exactly for what it was. You know, it was like, I want to feel like I'm the one, and I'm the one with all the knowledge, and I know this and I know that, which is just absolutely absurd. It's bad behavior. It's a bad way of thinking, and it's totally regrettable. But the bigger picture here is, I've talked with so many people and I've made amends with so many people, or people that I've just never talked with that I never realized watched me, or just how good of people there were out there. And it's been seriously some of the most gratifying. And I honestly got chills even thinking about this and saying this, because it's been such a good experience, and it's just, it feels really good, and it's good for the community, but it, more than that, it's good for the soul. And so I want to do something I haven't really done before. I want to give credit to some of my favorites. And look, I don't know every single influencer out there, and I don't watch a ton of different videos, but I want to just give shout outs and credit and send you over to some people's channels as well that I really appreciate and that I think you'll enjoy. And I think that they have a lot to offer. So I smile at my first one because I love this guy so much. Good friend of mine, but he does some of the best, like, comprehensive videos that you're going to run into, documentary style. And some of you probably already know who I'm talking, like this. I'm talking about John Bravo Films. Now, John's videos are some of the most structurally awesome videos that I've ever watched. He does the whole documentary setup, and he really, I told him when we were talking, I said, you remember the America's Most Wanted or The Current Affair, those shows, like, they, you just feel like you're there. And those were scary to me when I was a kid, but they were so real. And he does really, really strong videos, and he covers topics that a lot of people, you know, could consider controversial. He gives a really good opinion. He's generally just pretty respectful. There's a couple guys he doesn't like that I maybe don't care for either, but I'm going to keep that to the side. We've had our own discussions about, but I absolutely love John's work. I would definitely encourage you to check him out. John Bravo Films, another one that I absolutely love. It's my boy, Kenny KO. Now, Kenny's videos are maybe more on the entertaining side. Now, he has some, Kenny's extremely intelligent. Extremely. And he has some really good information videos, and he calls people on their BS, and I love that. But Kenny's the king of the Natty or Not videos, and he's got balls of steel for what he does, and I've told him that. But for, like, him having the ability and the clout and the balls to approach these people right to their face and put them on the spot. Like that Michael Hearn deal, and I was there at the Olympia and with Kenny for a while. That is a classic, and he has so many classics, but I would absolutely say go watch Kenny's videos because they are just extremely entertaining. Also, Dr. Tony Huge, and I did a podcast with him and wasted many years not doing work with him. Now, we have some different thoughts on doses, and he's changed some views over the years, and he's definitely going to be different, like different viewpoints on things and different beliefs on a lot of things. But I will say this, he is extremely intelligent, extremely polite, more soft-spoken than you would expect. A lot of the character stuff that, you know, was done years ago is not necessarily who he is, but he is an extremely, extremely, extremely strong mind. And I know there's controversial things there, and there's stuff, like I said, that I don't necessarily, they're different than what I would view things at. But I am telling you, you sit and talk with him for a while and you're gonna learn a lot. You're gonna have your eyes open to a lot of things, and you're going to have ideas on things that maybe you didn't look at. And I'm talking like with chemicals and different biohacking techniques that he's talked about that are not necessarily what you would have thought about him in his older, you know, videos, but he gets into some really deep detail on things and can really, really expound your mind and teach you a lot. Now, I did a podcast recently, and I would really encourage you to watch it. And it's with David Lee. I am telling you, I have talked to thousands of people over the years, young, old doctors. Dave is one of the most intelligent, intellectually bright people I have ever run across. He is Encyclopedia Britannica of TRT, of pregnenolone. He's well-versed on mental health and correlations. He has such a plethora of knowledge. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed just talking with him and, you know, spending the time on the podcast with him. And we have a lot of other interests as well. But I would strongly, strongly, strongly recommend checking out David Lee, Advanced Fundamental Health. I did another one. Mike Kosis, Balance My Hormones. He's the owner of Balance My Hormones. Another extremely, extremely intelligent, especially with TRT and diagnosis, understanding, you know, different markers that you need to look at to address low testosterone, not just your total test. You know, he gets into great, great detail. If you watch the podcast that we did, we discussed so many different key aspects to TRT, TRT clinics, TRT pharmacies, different types of TRT drugs and medications and things that people put you on. He's the owner of Balance My Hormones in the United Kingdom. He is awesome. Another one, excuse me, Allie Gilbert. She is one of the biggest female speakers that talks about testosterone, men. She does what is called the Silverback Summit every single year. And it is one of the coolest gatherings where you can actually learn, you know, like what we talk about online here, because you're not going to find that with doctors and the things that we talk about online. You're going to actual conferences and discussing this. It is absolutely tremendous. It's an experience that you need to have. If you can't go, you should definitely stream it. I believe that she'll be streaming it or have a way that you can buy it and watch it online. She is absolutely awesome. I did a podcast with her. another one, and I wouldn't call this man an influencer, but I would really, really, really go check him out and listen to him, and that is Attorney Rick Collins. Now, you say, attorney, why would I go talk to an attorney? Well, one, because he deals with anabolic steroid cases, peptide SARMs, research chemical cases, all of that. But his knowledge in the bodybuilding community and what he has been through his entire life and what he's been around. And he speaks all over the place. He doesn't do a ton of YouTube videos on this, but he speaks everywhere. And there's clips and things up. There's podcasts up of him speaking. Extremely knowledgeable. He's been all through the bodybuilding community and knows a ton. Now, one other guy that I like to watch, and he doesn't necessarily talk about a lot of hormones and steroids and things like that, but Thomas DeLore, he does such great work, and he has tons of followers. He does a lot with nutritional studies and talks a lot about diet aspects, cites a lot of studies when it comes to like cardio training. I watched one the other day when he was citing and talking about studies of just comparing people that drank more water that didn't and their weight loss and the effect on weight loss. He has something that I guarantee you have probably never seen on any other channel that he's offering up. And it is just tremendous information. He's got a massive following and I love watching him. So like I said, there's more people that I watch. There's certainly plenty that I'm missing. And if I left somebody out, it certainly wasn't on purpose, because I have a lot of friends that do this and a lot of people I highly respect. But those are just some of the people that I really, really thoroughly enjoy. I think you would enjoy. I've gotten to know a lot of them really closely. And, one more I want to talk. So, Connor Murphy. Now, I know Connor has a track record of controversial videos. And I did a whole podcast talking to him about this. And so, obviously, a lot of that was a character. And I know some of them are a little off the wall. But man, oh man, oh man. Listen, one, and it doesn't make sense considering some of the controversial videos he did. He is one of the most respectful, soft-spoken, intelligent people that I've run into. He will go on and on and on, and it will sound like a textbook is talking to you, and you're just like, holy shit, the information that's coming from him. It is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And he will continue to blow your mind with what he knows. And he's really not that old. He's not even 30 years old yet. So Connor is another one. I had such a blast, you know, with the podcast with him, and really enjoy listening to him when he's on the roll that he gets on, talking about, you know, supplements, natural bodybuilding, ways to go about things in a natty way. And then he will talk about some SARMs and steroids, you know, that he has done research on and possibly used with some SARMs and et cetera. But Connor is another one that I definitely, definitely enjoy. And then I think an obvious would be Derek, More Plates, More Dates. Now, I think when it comes to the intelligent side, Derek is on an extremely high level. I think that goes without saying. I don't know anybody that could question that whatsoever. I've never been big on like calling people out, like big videos, and you know, he's not the only one that's ever done it. It's something I try to avoid doing because it makes enemies and whatnot, but he can kind of get away with it. But if you're just looking for intelligence, man, I don't even need to say anything. He is on another level of intelligence. So, and I do catch some of his things at times too, and I've learned some really nice things on some studies, especially that he will cite and find that you just don't see people citing and finding. So, like I said, I'm sure I'm missing some people. And like I just caught a couple right there before I was about to sign off. But I want to make sure I give people their due, give them their shout outs, give them the love that they deserve, and just, you know, show people different minds, different aspects of things, and different specialty areas that people may have. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.